Welcome to my mom's podcast. Amen.
Hello, beautiful woman, and welcome to the Claim Podcast. I'm Anna Rova, your host and feminine embodiment coach, and my superpower is helping single, successful women like you to attract and keep committed masculine men, not through cheap tricks and gimmicks and manipulation techniques, but with real, sustainable changes from the inside out. And I look forward to helping you get there through this podcast, through this content on the podcast, through my interviews with guests, clients, and experts in various fields of embodiment and dating and evolutionary psychology and relationships. We're also going to talk about fashion and makeup and lifestyle and all these beautiful things that make us feminine essence women come to life. And you'll also be hearing some solo episodes where I come to share some valuable insights and actual information that you can take into your dating life today. All right, let's begin. Hello, everyone, all of the claimed listeners and followers. Today, I have a very special guest with me. Her name is Daryl. And Daryl has been a client or a student, I suppose, of the claimed group coaching program. And she's come today on the podcast and on, you know, wherever you're watching or listening to this to share her story, which is a really powerful and incredible story. So, Daryl, welcome. Tell us who you are and where are you calling from and then why are you here?
Yeah, my name is Daryl Megan, and currently I live close to the capital of North Carolina in Benson. I work as an assistant director at a school that's K through 8, and we have about 650 kids. And I'm a mother of four, ranging from 4 to 12 years old. So very blessed in that way. It's also challenging, but I love it. And I moved out here about a year ago. So I had been working for about 4 years on a plan for a school system. And then I got my dream job, so to speak, and moved out here with my kids.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And why are you here, Daryl?
So why I'm here with you guys is, so before I joined the Claim program, I had already bought and sold one house and moved into another where I was taking care of my father. And I was married at the time. And I started realizing that this like pace that I was working at, something wasn't working. You know, there was all this tension in the house and tension between the adults, me taking care of my father and then my husband. And things were kind of toxic there in our home. And I had been struggling, really struggling to find a way to kind of rise above it. But my tendency was just work. We just work and we work more and we come home and we work. I realized one day after going to visit my doctor and they had prescribed me some antidepressants, it was horrible. I took one dose and was like, no, if I have to live life this way, I really don't want to do that. You know, there has to be another answer. So I have always been the kind of person who was on like a self-discovery journey. Like I was just always very kind of curious about myself and why I do things and why do things turn out the way that they do. And I met with a life coach. And after I had that experience is when I decided, all right, like I can do this. I had written in my journal that in a year's time, I wanted to see myself leave with me and the four kids and make a better life to get away from some of those things that we were stuck in the middle of. And so I started looking for a job and dressing like that's what I wanted to do and walking like that's what I wanted to do. And then I got the job and moved. And shortly after, I found you guys online. It was on Facebook. It just kept scrolling through. And I was like, okay, let's just check it out. And I took the chance on the discovery call and just jumped in. I had a friend at the time who was like, yeah, here's $800. It's my gift to you. Like you seem like you really want to do this. I support you. Go for it. So we just jumped in and I was like, okay, we're doing it. This past December, I was assaulted. My oldest child was assaulted. This was my two middle children. It was their father. So my children have different fathers. And so after going through the separation with my husband and moving to this new place where this new job was wonderful, we found ourselves in a situation where this was happening, you know? And so we've kind of been in a state of healing and recovery, but I've been working on it all this time since I left the previous bad situation. The program has been it's been a true help with everything, all the things that I've tried to leave from and then encountered more things. And so I don't know why it all fell into place, but I'm certainly glad that I took the call and joined because my life has been tremendously changed.
So I have a few questions here in regards to the situation you were in before. So I'm curious, Daryl. So you said, you know, you were at the time married to a man that you knew you had to leave. And you know, the fact that you have four children is like a major, well, not an obstacle, but, you know, it makes it a lot harder to leave with one child, but to leave with four. And I just really wanted to, you know, because I've got two and I'm like, oh my God, how am I going to do this without, you know, my husband when he's gone for 10 days? But to have that power within you and that, just really wanted to congratulate you. And I think you're a great example for a lot of women who, you know, are stuck in those kind of situations and don't see a way out because it's too hard or because it's too, you know, but you did, because for you, I guess, you know, your life and I guess you also realize that this is also the life of your children and what they're being absorbed into and all of that matters. And you're also a woman who invested in herself, but this started for you with a life coach. Interesting. So I'm curious, what in Claimed and let's say in my message, in my work, what really resonated with you that, and what was that moment that you decided to sign up for a discovery call? Because you could have just, you know, continued to do it on your own or whatever. Do you remember that moment?
I'm not sure if I remember the moment, but I remember kind of the season. It's my favorite season. I want to say it's in the fall. It's like, I had just gotten to this place professionally that I had always wanted to be at. And I had started to realize after being in this job for a few months that, oh, like, I'm not doing this for validation anymore. Like, I'm doing this because I'm damn good at it. And I got hired to do this job and it's wonderful and I love it and I love the people and I love the culture, but there's something missing. You know, all this last 10 years I have spent in education were work so you can see me. But now I got to this place that I was like, I was starting to see myself more. And I think it just became an idea that it was possible. Like, as much as I've invested in my degrees and in my work and all the hours that I've spent doing this, this personal part of my life really needs to be shored up. And I don't know if I have the skills. I didn't really have the answers. And now that I've been through some of the program, it's like I saw this masculine go, go, go all the time, totally living the lie of female success, but wanting so much. I was missing this pleasure in myself and trust in myself and, you know, this feeling of the safety that I have knowing that I've got my back. And, you know, I was missing out on all of that, this personal, very personal part. And it all just kind of came together as things got confusing and messy. And I felt like I didn't know what I was doing. I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I know I'm going to work and I know I'm taking care of kids, but where are we? And everything just kind of boom, my world kind of exploded into one little decision and one little step after the other. And you guys were a huge part in like a catalyst, you know, taking it further than I could have ever taken it with a life coach. It was a whole different focus, something that I really needed to. It's almost like working with the program gave me a way to refuel in a way that I hadn't done before or forgot how to do.
Beautiful. Yeah. So tell me, I'm super curious to hear, what were some of your biggest aha moments as you went through the program? Because I know now, well, let's talk about now, because from what I know, you also manifested a man in your life who's now has claimed you and you have this beautiful job and you are in a relationship. And so, honestly, Daryl, I think your story is so powerful because I hear this a lot, and even from the women in the group, they have one child and they worry about no man is going to take me or claim me or be interested in me because I have one child, you know, already from another man. But like, you have four and you have been claimed by a man. And so this just proves that it's all in your head and in your belief system and in your reality that you're stopping yourself from having the life that you want and the relationship that you want with a beautiful man because you think that the fact that you have children is going to stop you from having that. So tell us where you are now.
Well, where I am now, I think it's so interesting because when I married my husband, I did have that thought, like, he kind of came out of nowhere. I already had three kids at the time. And I was thinking, I have these kids I need to take care of and this person who wants to be here. And we had the best of intentions getting married. And there were a lot of beautiful moments and it did not end up well. But I had that mindset then. And now it's like, I am awesome just as I come. And this is my clan, you know, they're all a part of me. So like my mindset on all of that is different. I'm so much more secure in all the minutiae of my life and all of the complex things in life that there are days where I still obviously struggle. You know, I have all these past histories that I still have to work through every day. But the mindset is definitely different. And I definitely have such an appreciation for men. And that can be difficult for people who have been through situations like mine. But I did read the Queen's Code and it was so powerful. Like I couldn't put it down. So much of that resonated with, oh, you know, I can see where I've done that in my life. And the aha moment that you spoke of, it was one of my earliest aha moments in the program. And I think I even posted, no, I didn't post it. It was one of the group calls one night. I don't usually speak up in the group calls. I'm usually so tired by then. I just kind of sit and absorb. I'm kind of done with energy for the day. And this day I just happened to have this little spurt of energy. And I was at work and there was a lady in distress in carpool. And I'm the assistant director. So I'm always out making sure safety is huge on my list. So that comes across in my professional work too, and carpool and safety. So this lady stuck in carpool and we have a group of men in the lobby putting together TVs. They don't even work for our school. But I was like, we have a damsel in distress. I'm going to go find a man and I'm not going to push this car myself. I'm just going to go ask. So I walk in and I say, hey, gentlemen, I'm so sorry to interrupt. We have a damsel in distress in carpool. And honestly, I cannot fix this problem. Are there any of you who could please join us outside and help us get our carpool line moving? And every single man, back straight, chest out, turned around, like, what can we do, without questioning anything. They came outside and they were so great to our school family, especially for not even working there. You know, they took time out of their day, what they were doing, to come and help with this. And I said, you know, I can't pay you anything, but I do have cupcakes. And we ended that with, you know, cupcakes and great appreciation. But that was one of the moments where I was like, men are amazing. They're so amazing. And I'm so glad to remember that.
Yeah, beautiful. This is definitely one of the most common aha moments that women experience and see as they go through the program, as they lean back and allow men to step forward and help. And they see the evidence that men are amazing. And so I'm curious, Daryl, what are some other aha moments or biggest kind of transformations that happened for you? Because, you know, you must have done, I mean, obviously the whole claim program is a journey and it's all about, you know, excavating what are some of those limiting beliefs that you might have held about yourself, about men, about relationships, especially because knowing your story and the fact that, you know, you have children from different men and the fact that it was quite toxic, you know, the marriage and stuff. So just based on that, especially as you said, you know, based on my history, I could appreciate men again. And this is one of the, I feel like this is one of the biggest challenges that women, even those who are in the program, experience. But, you know, all the worksheets and everything that we do is designed to help women shift and transform, which has happened for you. So what was that? Can you share what were these big transformations for you? I know probably the flow and the feminine embodiment was one of them because you posted, you know, some videos. But yeah, just tell me a little bit about that.
I would say I've definitely gotten better since I started with getting in tune with what Megan really thinks. And so I'm, you know, referring to myself as Megan, but really getting in tune with what Megan's not just thinking, but feeling, because I get so caught up in this headspace that it makes doing anything impossible. You know, it's like, and everything just tenses up in my body. And I would just kind of live in this mode where I would disassociate a lot. I used to forget all kinds of things. I mean, whole events, things that I touched 10 minutes later, I would forget and disassociate pretty horribly. And it always upset me because it was like, if I'm disassociating in real life, just pushing through things, what am I doing or forgetting? And going through this practice has really helped kind of build the trust back in myself and be a lot more present with myself. You know, if I am feeling something bad, not run away from it so much, really just sit with it. And that was really hard. I remember the first call that I did where I did a flow, you know, and a dropping in. And both of those were very emotional because it was like everything kind of flooded in. And I hadn't let it flood in for a very long time. And it was like I was just this stone wall for so long. And slowly, slowly but surely, it's like whatever happened to that stone wall that was so hard, it really began to, it was like, it was almost addicting. Like, I don't want to be behind the wall anymore. I don't want to disassociate. I don't want to be behind the wall. I want to sit in the shit and get through it. And I did in a lot of ways and still will continue forever. So that was a definite change.
And what does that have to do with men and attracting the men that you want and, you know, inviting him into your life?
I think that I had to get to a place where I trusted me and I wasn't trusting me for a while with men. And going through this process, I began to identify more of the things that I wanted, even just trusting myself in small decisions. I would get anxious about the littlest of things. And now, you know, it's like I have my little altar and I have parts of these routines. And even doing those for myself, just knowing that I'm going to have my bedspray and my comforters and all of these things, just slowly little tiny things doing for myself, built trust in myself that I could take care of me. And I got to a point or am here where I've healed enough that I could look at someone and go, no, this is what I need. I know it's what I need because I'm exploring all of those things and trusting the yeses as they come in and trusting more of those no's and not just trusting them, but saying the no's. And so getting to interact with new, and then of course being claimed, it was like boundaries is one of the first topics that came up. I didn't even bring it up. And I was like, oh, wow, we get to, yeah, I would love to talk about this. Like, I have this whole new voice and I'm exploring. And, you know, it allowed me to be more open and more vulnerable to experience something good. So I think that was part of this attraction too, is I didn't have all the walls up and I just came ready to experience and have pleasure and joy, even though it might have been a little bit scary still. And it's just gotten a lot easier. The more I do it, the easier it gets.
So I have two questions here about time, Daryl, because the program requires dedication and commitment in terms of consuming the content and showing up on calls and like doing the flow every day, starting with 5 minutes. So I've got two questions for you. Number one is, how did you find the time, having a full-time job and having four children, how did you find the time to do the work? And then how did you find time to also date and go out there with all this, with your plate being so full?
This is where the masculine structures are super handy. And it's one of those things, like, I lived on it for survival and I needed to learn how to balance it out. But I so much appreciate what I get from that mode. Putting structures in place and having extreme time management and blocks of the day super helps, because, you know, all the kids require different things. And because the dads are different, and, you know, we still go by not necessarily custody agreements, but visitation agreements. And you just have to really zoom out on a monthly basis and go, this is what's going to happen these days, and this is what's going to happen, and this is what's going to require. And you still have to, like, make all of that. You still have to do. But after you do, I made sure that I set in place routines for me to flow. So, like, there hasn't been a knock on the door in a while, you know, on nightly coaching calls. Even the oldest one knows it. I'd say, look, guys, this is really important. My son and I had a lot of talks about the things that happened in my previous relationships and how they impacted him. And he made it very clear that he wanted our family dynamic to be good before I went too far, you know, in the future with another partner. And so I said, well, this is helping. This work that I'm doing, I know it might seem silly to you guys because the girls will sometimes join me when I'm doing a flow in the room, you know, and that's beautiful. But the oldest one night after we kind of had the routine in place, you know, late in the evening, we got you in bed, you've had your water, you've had all these things. And Alex would go, don't leave, don't get out of your bed. Mom's doing a thing. And so it's like, as a family, we are learning new ways of being. And that's just, I think that encourages it to continue. You make the space for it. And that's a huge transformation for me too, is making the space to be with myself and with you guys.
Yeah. I think that's so beautiful, because in this process of, yeah, you've signed up for a program, there's commitment. Like, that's also part of the work. Part of the work is like, okay, even with my extremely busy life with a job, like some of the women I get on discovery calls, they don't even have any children. They're just single, you know, and their life is full. And they sometimes tell me, I would not have time for this. And I'm like, is this the most important area of your life? So talking to women like you, Daryl, further reaffirms that if a woman wants something and she's committed and that's important to her, she will make time for it. And so, and that is part of the work, to look at your schedule. And by talking to you, I think all the women listening would be like, well, if Daryl can do it, I can do it too. How can you crave the time for it, even with four really small children, when you have a conversation and you say, that's already the work where you are teaching them on how you're putting yourself first and where your boundaries are and what's important and having that conversation. What a great example you're setting for them and carving time for yourself. And so on a practical level, I'm almost interested, because I'm a mother and I'm like, I'm just getting out of the weeds of like, not sleeping through the night. So like, both of them have started sleeping through the night. So I'm getting my 7 hours, so I can wake up at 5 a.m. So for me personally, you know, I'm getting back into that morning routine where I can wake up an hour before everybody wakes up and I can do my shower and get my cacao and do my flow. Like today, I just managed to do 10 minutes of flow before I heard screams, you know, like, you know, I had to breastfeed. Hey girlfriend, before we continue with this episode, I wanted to jump in real quick and share an important message for you. There's a lot of advice out there about dating and relationships. Books, experts, and gurus, and even your granny has a surefire way to succeed in love. And most of it is complete BS. Well, maybe not so much granny's advice. As you may or may not know, I run a transformational 10-week group coaching program called Claim, just like the podcast, that has helped hundreds of women around the world completely change their dating reality with men, where they go from being frustrated and burnt out to actually enjoying dating and starting to attract some amazing men, men who stand strong in their masculinity, who are confident, who court and pursue you and plan and organize and pay for dates, but who are also emotionally available and are ready and willing and, again, available for a relationship with you. And I've developed this program with one thing in mind, that you already have everything you need to attract the man in the relationship of your dreams. You don't need to change who you are. You are not broken. You just need to make a few key shifts, and they all start from the inside. If you're ready to feel that kind of excitement, ease, and joy in dating and relationships that so many of my clients have experienced, and me myself, as you know, I have attracted my masculine men and now have a family with him, I have an invitation for you. Work with me and my team to get on the fast track so you can start seeing big changes in your life ASAP. Go to claim.com/apply to sign up for your free, no-catch discovery call or short interview with a member of my team. This will be your chance to experience our approach firsthand and to ask any personal questions you might have about the program and whether this is a good fit for you. It's also going to be our chance to see if we would be a good fit for you, because we're not in this and I'm not in this for a quick buck, and we don't work just with anyone. We're committed to your success and we want to make sure we can help you to achieve it. The good news is that dating and relationships doesn't have to be this hard. So if you don't want to wait around any longer wondering where are all the good men, if you need an urgent change and are open to receiving personalized help and guidance and want to invest in yourself, then apply for this no catch. There's nothing that you need to give us. It's just a free discovery call for you so you can see whether this is a good fit for you and so they can work on this together. So go to claimed.com/apply. This will take you to a calendar where you can book your call, answer some short questions, and then we shall see you on the other side. All right, now back to the episode. So is that, tell me on a practical level, because I think all of us can learn from you in terms of how do you structure that time for yourself? You know, is it in the mornings? And then we also have calls. So for you, because we do calls 9 p.m. Eastern, are you in the Eastern time? Yeah, you're in North Carolina. So for you, the calls are quite late as well. So I guess you would do what, your flow and the work in the program in the morning and then join the calls at night? Or how would that work?
A typical day would look like me getting up about an hour before everybody else. And the first thing that happens is I drudge to the coffee pot, and I usually will step outside for some fresh air, even if it's cold, because it's one of my things, like get comfortable with being uncomfortable. So even when it's cold, I'm like, we're putting on a bathrobe, we're going outside, we're sipping coffee until we're a little too tingly. And then we're awake. And then I'll...
What time is that? What time do you wake up?
Between 5:30 and 6.
So they wake up around 7.
Mm-hmm. I will usually try to hit something in the morning. If I can already feel that there may be challenges, I might go ahead and do a song or two in the morning while I'm, you know, it's quiet in the bedroom. And then we get ready for the day, hustle, bustle. And I usually keep a few podcasts, yours being one of them, another one, Over It and On With It. Those are the two top ones. And so those kind of get fit in if I can on some rides. You know, sometimes the kids just want to listen to music, so we'll do music together, and I will pick like one of my flow playlist, or I did one with my Over It and On With It. It was a challenge for like making your playlist for the year. And so playing that music even with the kids, and then we come home, you do all the things, get ready. And with four, you have to separate them. Like you have to have time together, kind of like when you're in the classroom, you direct instruct everyone together, and then you have release activities. So after we do all the things together, like dinner and the things they don't like chores, then we release activity. You get to get on your phone, you get your tablet, you get your Switch, you get to watch Bluey for 30 minutes or whatever. And so while...
Oh my God, Zoe loves Bluey.
While they're...
Everybody loves Bluey, he's the best.
Yeah, she loves it. And so while they're doing their release activities, I'll try to fit some time in for myself, because that might fit in. I don't journal every day as of late, but at least every 2 to 3 days, I have to sit down and just dump, even if it's just a sentence. You know, I can't let but so long go by, even if I just say, today's been a hard day in my head today, bam. At least, you know, just having this practice of staying with it multiple times a week and just not giving up on it. Some days I'll do 10 pages. That's usually the weekend. So at night is when I would take the calls. And probably 4 nights out of the week, the door is locked after 9 and I flow. Now, if the kids are sick, you might miss a flow that day because they're going to be in your bed and they're going to want mom and, you know, you just go with it. Mm-hmm. But the weekends are my time to shine, because the kids love to eat a quick breakfast and then go play basketball or play their games. And I will sit in the chair out in the yard and just kind of follow the sun from my morning coffee until about 11. We'll play in between, you know, they might come outside and we'll chit chat or we'll do something, or I'll go back inside and check on the kids. But I have to have that morning sun up until about lunch. And then I'm like, okay, I've had my sunlight, I've had quiet time, I've had interaction, and we've all eaten, and now we can kind of move about our weekend. So keeping like a morning time on Saturday as sacred, and keeping some part of Sunday sacred as well, because that usually can't happen until the night, which is perfect because then Monday's in the morning. So if I get that in on Sunday night, then I'm usually more at ease in my body for sleeping and going in, starting it all over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I can see how you intentionally have built these release times or times where everybody does their own thing, and then you would then do maybe like a worksheet or watch some content, you know, from the program. And this is really inspiring, Daryl. I'm just, as you were talking about getting kids ready and out of the door and you know, riding, and you'd listen to some podcast there, I'm like, I was thinking, what kind of car do you have? You probably have to have a van to fit in like 4 car seats and then drive them around.
And yeah, the bubble bath is great too. So I can always leave the phone on top of the counter when I'm taking a bubble bath, and I get lots of content in then. That's great, you know, to listen in when it's like, oh, you're just taking care of all the things.
I love it. You know what? We always joke in our team that if you want something done, you know, my experience with working with mothers has been the best, because mothers are the most efficient and productive humans in the world because of all that capacity that we've developed at multitasking, at blocking things and all that. So I'm curious then, okay, so time for the program. I understand you're very intentional and you like really have thought it out and it's amazing. Like I can learn from you 100%. What about dating? Like, when did you find the time to date? And I'm assuming maybe it's between when the kids are with their dads or something like that, but then you'd have to structure it in a way where all the kids are with their dads at the same time. Like, how do you find time to date?
It's interesting. It's fun. I pretty much thought it was impossible to do. And it turns out it's really not. I kind of asked out. I call her my soul sister of 12 years. And so when she, of course, knows all of the life events, she was there for the birth of two of my children. I mean, we're very close. And so, you know, asking for support sometimes from the village and then being creative, you know, sometimes you have to say, I'm available for a coffee date, you know, between this time and this time. If you want us to go out, it's going to require this. And so then the man will make it happen or not. And if not, that's okay, because there's plenty to do and it's still fun to talk. And a lot of times it didn't work out. You know, there are times where, oh, things just don't line up. But I never really thought too much of it when they didn't, you know, the dates didn't work out or get lined up. But asking for help and then being creative with the schedule. And then some dates could be longer, you know, when the kids are all off. But when I met the person that I'm with now, I was very clear, like, this is my circus. These are my monkeys, you know. And he didn't have any children, but he was like,
So how did you meet him?
I met him online.
I actually wanted to ask about that story.
Yeah, we met through Bumble. I had gone on a mountain trip. I like to reserve space for family vacations / myself vacations. And so I had scheduled a trip to the mountains and I was on Bumble and swiping here and there, and some were super promising and some weren't. And he was the first one who asked me for a picture of the summit. You know, he's like, I don't know where you're going, but if you're going to the mountains this time of year, you might get some snow. I'd love to see a picture of the summit. He was one of the ones that didn't ask for another picture of me. And I was like, oh, that was super sweet. Mm. So we made it up and I sent him a picture of me at the summit. And that's how the conversation got started. And yeah, it's been great so far. And one of the first things, I won't say one of the first things, I would say is probably the third or fourth time that we were out, you know, we were talking about boundaries and things, you know, what do you kind of need? And I said, one of the things I know I really need is time as much as possible daily, but especially on the weekends. I need some kind of space to carve out just for me, no matter what. And it's kind of non-negotiable for me, because when things come up, I need to be able to work with them and through them. And so he kind of knows a little bit about this flow practice as much as possible. And so I know one day I was kind of keyed up and I said, you know, I'm just feeling this like tightness in my chest. I can feel like the train starting and my head's kind of spinning. And he was like, have you flowed today? I said, no, I haven't. And he was like, oh, great. Like, I'll watch the kids. I'll take care of it. You go here. Even take my phone. You need some music? Take my phone. I got it.
Oh, my gosh. I love that. And so how did the children come into this conversation? You know how in the beginning I said that a lot of the times thinking of a single woman with four children, that when this could be your obstacle, for you it seems like, and I love what you said, you know, this is my circus and this is my monkeys. Literally, these are my four monkeys that come with me and that's all part of me. How did you approach, was this ever a problem for you in terms of like dating in general, but also with the men that you were seeing and with this guy who you are now in a relationship with, who has claimed you, as we say in the program? How did that come up and what was the conversation around it?
It's actually, it's kind of beautiful the way that it all kind of happened. We were on a date and we were going through questions and like this soul book. And the thing was, you know, pick a question, answer it, and we'll answer it truthfully, you know, just flip through the pages, land on something. And so those conversations eventually led to other conversations, and where he's the one who actually brought it up. You know, he said, you know, searching for something that can be long-term. And I love the fact that you have kids. You know, I want to put that out there. I think you're great. And at this time, you know, he had met the children. He thought they were great. He said that essentially it's like, I don't want this to be a situation like before. You know, I really think that it's something special and I want to make sure that, you know, that we talk about those things. And I don't know, I guess it kind of just, it came up out of one little thing after the other. We started with all kinds of little soul questions and then it landed on him bringing up the kids. I didn't even bring it up, and which I very readily responded. No, I agree. You know, the children are super important. You know, they're everything to me and I changed my whole life around for them. Yeah. So I was super impressed almost that he kind of took the conversation over more so than I did.
And does he have children of his own or no?
He has no children. He's a pediatric nurse.
Okay. So was this an opportunity for him to play that father figure? Or I'm just so curious about how this wasn't an obstacle at all. And it seems like, how did he react to the fact that you told him you have so many children? Because I mean, it's four children. It's not like one.
He didn't bat an eyelash. It was never a big deal. As a matter of fact, when I first met him and saw his place, he has like zip lines in the backyard and goats and chickens and putt-putt golf and a batting cage. Like he had created all these things for himself. You know, he was building his kingdom. And at this point, I have always been used to building my queendoms or kingdoms, you know, buying and selling of houses and doing things. And he was like so excited to show all of these things. So when I met his sister, one of the first things she said to me was, wow, like this is so exciting. She brought her daughter. It was kind of like a casual get together. Everyone's meeting each other for the first time, having a little cookout. And she said, he's been waiting for this moment forever. Like he can't wait to have a yard full of kids. And so the kids, it was just never an issue. And it has been with other men. You know, it's like there have been men who were not interested. We're interested in you, but we're not interested in a family. Okay, you know, that's fair. And for him, it was just never even a thing, a concern, a worry.
So beautiful and such an inspiring story, Daryl. Thanks so much for sharing that with us, because I think for all women out there, this is just, and for me personally, this was my belief from the beginning, you know, because women tell me all the time, oh, you know, it's the location where I live. There's no good men around. Or, you know, I've got two children and I'm a single mother, or, you know, my age or whatever. And whatever they're bringing to the table, I always say that doesn't matter, because I know women in this program who have been where you are and who have shifted and transformed and attracted men into their life who are happy to be, you know, don't have children of their own and happy to play that father figure, right? Or who have children of their own and want more. So like, you know, this is such an abundance mindset. And I think you're such a great example for doing the work and carving time for yourself and going through it, your commitment and dedication and sharing that even with him. Like he knows when you're going through your stuff, you need time and you need to flow. And I love that you're bringing that into the relationship as well. So inspired and so proud of you, Daryl. And so thank you for sharing that with us, for, you know, showing up and telling your story. And I'm curious, is there anything else that you would like to share with us in terms of maybe, you know, what have you realized and, you know, the biggest things from the program, learned about yourself, learned about men, or anything else that you'd just like to share with the women who are listening and who are curious about your transformation?
It is a process that takes a lot of work. It's really worth it. And I feel really humbled, you know, to even be sitting here and for someone to consider my story inspirational. I guess just because I've just lived, you know, just lived it. And it's kind of, but it really doesn't matter, you know, what you're going through. Like you can't necessarily change where you came from, you know, but you can unlearn things and you can learn new things. And that's probably the most powerful thing that I'm using now. It's like all these things that I had learned that put me in a position where I was flowing you know, or in this masculine energy all the time and doing all these things and not having very successful relationships with men and not really having like my personal life line up where it wanted to be and all this confusion in the head, all that it can be worked with and worked through. And there's really nothing you can't do. Like it really is in here. And that's probably been the most powerful thing for me, because having gone through what I've been through, and it's like, you can have a hard time feeling safety and pleasure. I mean, especially after abuse, you know, it can be difficult to live and breathe and embrace. And if you want it bad enough and you put the work in, your life will change. One little baby step at a time, inch by inch, it's a cinch. And it doesn't feel like a cinch, but you know, a year after starting, you'll, if you really take the time and look back, you're going to go, wow, I'm the same person, but I'm just bloomed. And if you want to bloom, then join Claim, you know, like join the group. You're going to bloom and you're going to love it. And it's going to feel great and hard sometimes and uncomfortable. But at the end of the day, it's overwhelmingly worth it.
If you want to bloom, join Claim. Ladies, everyone who's listening and who's also been inspired by Daryl's story like I have, I just invite you to sign up for a free discovery call, because there's nothing to lose. Like Daryl, you know, she took the call, and all you have to do is go to claim.com/apply. There's probably going to be a link below the video or the podcast episode. You're going to go to a page, look at the calendar, book a spot that's suitable for you, and fill in a quick application. And we're happy to talk to you. We're going to talk about your current situation, your desired situation, whether Claimed is the right fit for you. So thank you so much, Daryl. Again, I know that you might, you know, see yourself as, you know, just a regular woman, and then you are, and so am I. And sometimes these interviews really are there for you to kind of, you know, look back and acknowledge what you've done and, you know, just your journey and transformation. I would love if you could share that story with us in the group. I know you've shared a little bit about, but especially the fact that that whole mindset about, I do have four children and I am a single mother, and yet, you know, I have bloomed because of all these things and because I've done the work. So thank you so much, Daryl. Is there anything else you'd like to share before we finish today? Like, what would you tell yourself, your old version of yourself, or a woman who is struggling with, you know, patterns with men that are toxic, that are, you know, and she just can't get out of that cycle or break that pattern?
If I were to be talking to myself before this, I would have said to past Megan, trust me, which is my big thing now, safety and trust. I want this place of safety, trust, and my actions to align so that I can really just embody those things, because it in the end, it brings more pleasure. So I would say to myself, trust me, you're going to love this later. If I was to be talking to another woman, you know, in my shoes, I would probably, and I have said this to some women, you're worth it. You might not know it yet, but you're worth it. And I see that you're worth it. And when you see it, we're going to get there together.
Yeah. Wow. Beautiful. So last question, I'm actually, as you're talking about your blooming and your transformation, how long have you been in the program before you actually, you know, met this guy and then ended up in a relationship with him?
I want to say it was about 4 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a really short time.
Yeah. It's been a work in progress for a long time. I think that this program, or just going through this whole experience and actually doing it, it was like a catalyst for something that's already there. And I think there's a lot of women who have an ache on the inside and it's just waiting. Like there's a gift right here of community and skills and perspective and experience and warmth and comfort and just loving arms of a community. And I think there's a lot of women out there who have an ache that could be soothed by joining this, you know, regardless of what happens on the man side. We know what we want, but regardless, like coming into this community, it's been the group part of it is definitely, I think it catalyzed things more than just doing things one-on-one. You know, the one-on-one stuff that I had done helped, but then reshifting the focus to this program and then having that community. I mean, there's nothing like being able to catch in, even if you don't say anything for the whole coaching call, but you're there with the people. It's been big to have women in your corner. You need a village.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. All right, Daryl, thank you so much. Have a beautiful night, and I'm sure we'll see you on the other side. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, beautiful woman, thanks for joining us today. If you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. And please, please leave a review. This is super helpful for me, for the podcast. And this is a time to give back, to leave a review, share this episode with your girlfriend who really wants to hear it. And you can also find me on Medium and YouTube at Anna Rova, where I share pretty much very similar content and where we change the world one embodied woman at a time. All right, I'll see you on the next episode. Thank you for being here with me today.